You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Hello. Beautiful human.
Thank you.
Dan's here, and we welcome to the studio, Mamamoo.
All right. Woo!
I always get nervous when I say your name because a part of me feels like I'm saying it wrong, but I'm not, right?
Mamamoo라는 이름을 할 때 약간 긴장을 하신대요. 그 발음이 맞는지 마마무가 맞는지
편하게 해달라고.
Just say comfortably, Mamamoo is fine.
Mamamoo. Mamamoo. Can you explain that name to me?
Mamamoo라는 이름을 좀 설명해드려요.
이 마마무라는 이름이 사실은 별 뜻이 없어요. 그냥 어떻게 하다가 만들어진 이름인데 이제 거기에 의미를 더해서 저희가 마마가 이제 엄마라는 또 뜻이 있잖아요. 그래서 좀 이제 신생아의 또 옹알이기도 하고 신생아들이 이렇게 옹알이로 이렇게 마마무 이렇게 하더라고요. 그런 영상이 있어요. 실제로 영상이 있는데 이제 그런 걸 보고 좀 음악적으로 좀 원초적으로 다가가자 이런 굉장한 깊은 또 뜻을 담았습니다.
So Mamamoo actually doesn't have a real like meaning behind it. They just kind of came up with it. But Mama is kind of like, you know, it means like mother. Mm-hmm. And so the fans were kind of like, 옹알이가 뭐예요?
애기들이
처음으로 뱉는 말.
처음 뱉는 말.
Oh, so you know how babies when they first like say the first words they say like mama.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they wanted to be like this approachable group.
Which by the way kind of makes sense when you think about the lyrics and the empowerment but also the lessons that a lot of people learn in the songs that you share with everybody. It all makes sense to me.
이해가 된대요. 왜냐면 곡들이랑 가사들을 보면 되게 사람들에게 레슨이 되고 배울 수 있는 배우는 점들이 많으니까.
Right? Lessons that you kind of wish your mom would share with you.
어떻게 보면 곡들의 레슨들이 있는데 엄마가 가르쳐 줄 수 있는 그런 레슨들을 배우는 것 같다고.
Jackson.
Yeah. And I get it from Mamamoo.
Mamamoo한테 얻는다고요.
I'm here for it.
좋대요. 너무 좋대요.
Thank you.
By the way, we got to acknowledge that one of the members is sick right now, and KCON is happening here in LA. Can you describe KCON to me and how special it is to you?
휘인님이 편찮으셔서 못 오셨잖아요. 근데 KCON이었잖아요. 지금 주말에 KCON의 의미, KCON이 어떻게?
KCON, I mean, it must mean something to you guys seeing K-pop here on American soil in the way that it's being represented here. I mean, it's huge. It's taken over Los Angeles.
KCON에 이제 K-pop 분들이 많이 오잖아요, 아티스트 분들이. 그리고 미국에서 지금 K-pop이 많이 커지고 있는데 마마무에게는 KCON의 의미가 뭐예요?
KCON의 의미는 아무래도 그런 것 같아요. 예전에는 K-pop에 대해서 모르시는 분들이 정말 많았잖아요. 근데 K-콘은 정말 말 그대로 좀 많은 세계적으로 많은 사람들에게 K-pop을 알려드리는 그런 자리인 것 같아요.
So they're saying with K-pop, and before not a lot of people knew what K-pop was, but now in this one place globally, I mean, K-pop is being known, and everyone is coming to this one place to see all these K-pop artists. So it's something that's very important to them.
It's wild. It's really special to see.
No. Wow.
When one of your members is sick, how do you guys adapt? Like how does the dynamics of the group change? Is it hard to keep going without one of your members? And I know that this isn't prepared, so it's off, but I got to acknowledge it a little bit.
휘인님이 지금 안 계시잖아요. 그 빈자리가 느껴지시는지 그리고 그룹의 다이내믹이 좀 달라지는지.
아, 지금 현재
아무래도 저희가
멤버가 많은 그룹이 아니다 보니까 이제 네 명에서 한 명이라도 없으면 그 빈자리가 되게 크게 느껴지더라고요. 그래서 어제 무대를 할 때도 좀 휘인이에 대한 자리가 되게 저희도 많이 느껴져서 또 그만큼 더 셋이서 또 네 명이 한 것처럼 더 무대를 에너지를 보여드리기 위해서 더 열심히 했던 것 같아요.
So, I mean, they're obviously a very close group, so if one member is gone, they feel that void and that empty space. But as much as they felt that empty space, they wanted as much energy as, you know, they would with four members. So they tried to bring all that to the stage yesterday.
And you did. Like, everything I'm seeing on Twitter, everything I watched, you did. It was really spectacular.
트위터나 뭐 소셜미디어 지금 보면 마마무 무대가 엄청났다고 그런 게 많이 봤대요.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Thank you.
How would you describe your music for somebody who's never heard it before?
마마무의 음악을 아직 못 들은 분들에게 본인의 음악을 어떻게 설명할까요?
아, 굉장히 어려운 질문이네요.
It's a hard question.
근데 그게 아직까지 근데 저희의 뭔가 좀 숙제인 것 같아요. 이게 딱 어떻게 들려드려야 들었을 때 사람마다 취향이 다 다르다 보니까 뭔가 딱 꽂히게 들려야 되는데 이거를 저희가 그렇게 만들어가는 게 또 저희의 숙제고 아직까지 그래서 여러 가지 또 장르들을 도전을 하는 게 이런 숙제들을 또 숙제들에 대한 뭐라 그래야 되죠?
숙제들을 뭔가 푸는 과정인 것 같아요.
네. 푸는 과정 중에 하나로 지금까지도 계속 이어지고 있습니다.
So they're saying that it's something that they're still kind of exploring and figuring out right now. Obviously, they want their music to be something that anyone that listens to it would like kind of like hit their ears, like they would be able to like kind of connect with it. And so they're still trying to figure that out and they're kind of still in that process of figuring out what kind of sound they are and like what they want people to know about their music.
By the way, isn't that the sign of like real art, sound that evolves constantly, right? And not limiting yourself to just one box when you have the potential to create in anything you actually want to create in.
그래서 음악이라는 게 아트잖아요. 그래서 한 장르만 하는 게 아니라 여러 가지를 도전해보고 그런 과정에서 많이 변화도 있고 성장하는 게 그게 아트라고 생각하신다는데 네. 동의하시나요?
아, 저희는 너무 동의하고 저희도 다양한 걸 굉장히 좋아해요.
They like things that are like with variety, like different things. And that's what earlier they were saying too. They wanted to try different genres.
이게 뭔가 그냥 똑같은 음악을 하면 너무 지루하잖아요.
If they do like the same type of music all the time, it's really boring.
그래서 저희 넷 모두 도전하고 모험하고 이런 것들을 굉장히 즐겨하는 것 같아요.
So all four members like to try new things and explore new genres and new sounds.
You guys have a huge hand in the creation of all of your records, which is pretty amazing. And it's cool to see, like, when you look through all of the different credits, you guys arranged by, lyrics by, produced by, you have a huge hand in it. How do you know when a song is actually finished?
아, 곡이 완성된 걸 어떻게 아시나요?
곡이 완성된 건...
그러니까... 곡이 완성되면은 좀 다들 뭐라 그럴까 자기가 이렇게 춤을 추고 싶게 만드는 그러니까 뭔가 500번 들어도 질리지 않은 곡이 전 완성된 곡인 것 같아요.
They feel like a song is finished at the point when they listen to it, like it makes you want to dance, and like even if you listen to it 500 times, you're not sick of it. That's when they know at that point that track is done.
저희가 앨범을 준비할 때 막 이제 음악 작업을 하고서. 그 가이드를 이렇게 들으면서 익혀야 되잖아요. 그 음악에 또 이렇게 하나가 돼야 되는데 전 진짜 거의 한 몇백 번씩 듣거든요. 그런데도 들을 때마다 새롭더라고요. 전 그런 곡이 정말 완성된 곡이지 않나, 좋은 곡이지 않나.
So when they're listening to like the guy track and when they're in the process of making it, she has to listen to the song like over and over again, like over 100 times. And so if it's a song that she's not getting tired of, she's still loving every time she hears it, and she hears a different sound every time she listens to it, she knows like that's the track.
So every listen has to be different.
그럼 들을 때마다 다르게 들려야 되나요?
You want to hear different things.
다르게 들리는 걸 원하세요?
아, 그러니까 그냥 그때 느낌이 틀린 것 같아요.
I think case by case, it's different every time.
Zach Sang Show.
Hey, beautiful human. Real quick, I want to tell you about Native. I'm pumped to tell you about Native. They're my favorite deodorant. I came across Native at Target about a year ago, and it changed my life forever. I've had overactive sweat glands. And growing up in high school, I'd actually wear two sweatshirts on top of each other so people couldn't see my giant sweat marks. And every week I'd go to the pharmacy looking for a new deodorant. None of it would work. And I knew that it was so bad for me. It was filled with aluminum. And then, about a year ago, I met Native. First flavor I tried, and by flavor I mean scent, was coconut vanilla. Low-key, it smells so good, I kind of want to lick it, but I don't. It's everything that I could want because I know exactly what I'm putting on and in my body. It's ingredients that, really, you know. Seriously, you're not going to be stuck like reading words that you don't understand. There's fewer, simpler ingredients, so you can really break down what's in your deodorant. It's worth it. If you're looking for a deodorant, plus if you try it out, you don't like it, no risk. You can return it, exchange it, whatever. If you're in the United States, do all of that for free. And I'm going to be real with you. This deodorant is a little bit on the pricier side, but there's no aluminum. It's better for your health. Aluminum has been linked to a whole bunch of health stuff. You don't want that. It's not worth your time. And it's just not good for our bodies. I'm telling you, Native is the way to go. I also use the body soap. Squeeze it. It's in a cool square box. I like it a lot. If you're into Native, try it out. Go to nativedeodorant.com. I'll give you 20% off. Just use my name as the code. Zach Sang. Nativedeodorant.com. Nativedeodorant.com. Look good. Feel good. And put good stuff on you.
Zach Sang Show.
A song like Go Go Baby. I said that right, right?
Yes.
Go Go Baby, 맞죠? Yeah, Go Go Baby.
How does a record like that begin? How does that song start?
아, 고고베베라는 노래가 어떻게 나오게 되었어요? 어떻게 시작하셨어요?
고고베베라는 노래가 이제 저희가 4시즌 4컬러의 마지막 노래거든요. 마지막 앨범의 노래인데 뭔가 다 같이 놀자라는 느낌의 음악을 만들기 위해서 저희 회사 대표님께서 작곡가이시다 보니까 한번 너희들의 또 다시 또 생기 발랄하고 이런 모습을 좀 보여줬으면 좋겠다 해서 탄생하게 된 또 신조어가 고고베베입니다.
So Go Go Baby is actually the last track of their 4 Seasons 4 Colors like project, and the CEO of their company is actually a producer. And so they were talking about this last song and they wanted something that was going to show off their really enthusiastic, fun, like fun-loving side. And that's how they kind of came up with Go Go Baby.
Your vocals are something that are really special. How do you arrange the vocals of a song? And how do you decide who gets to sing what part?
보컬 능력이 정말 놀랍게 훌륭한데요. 어떻게 어레인지 하시는지요? 그리고 누가 어떤 파트를 맡게 되는지 어떻게 정하시는지?
일단 뭐 어레인지 이런 거는 노래를 이제 딱 들었을 때 각자의 이제 느낌과 스타일에 맞춰서 바뀌는 것 같아요.
So when they first hear a track, the arrangement kind of changes because it's dependent on each member how they feel and how they kind of vibe with the song.
또는 이제 그날의 뭐 컨디션에 따라서 뭐 이렇게 바뀌기도 하고.
It could also depend on like each member's like condition, like how they're feeling that day when they hear that song as well.
네, 그리고 그 두 번째 질문이 뭐였었죠? 파트는 아무래도 저희 회사 그 대표님께서 작곡가시다 보니까 또 저희보다도 더 일단 연륜도 있으시고 음악에 대해 더 깊이 아시기 때문에 이제 저희의 그리고 또 저희를 또 더 잘 아셔서 파트를 서로가 어울리게 이렇게 분배를 잘 해주세요.
So because like the CEO of their company is like a producer, he kind of has a lot more experience and knowledge about music. So he kind of helps them distribute which parts would fit with which person and which person's voice.
Got it. It's a collaboration.
콜라보네요, 그러면. 그 대표님이랑 이제 콜라보레이션 같은.
그렇죠. 거의 항상 콜라보레이션을 하는 것 같아요.
It's always a collaborative effort.
No, it is. That is the truth, though. That it is always a collaborative effort because that's how you win, right? You work together for each other.
네, 함께 그렇게 일을 하시니까 성공하게 되는 것 같다고.
Thank you.
Of course. Can you define what an idol is? Like, what is your definition of an idol?
마마무에게는 아이돌이 뭐라고 생각해요?
전 사실 아이돌에 대한 개념을 잘 모르겠어요. 그냥 하나의 아티스트인 것 같아요.
She doesn't really have like an exact definition of what an idol is, but she thinks it's just a type of artist.
좀 근데 아이돌이라는 거는 아무래도 어린 친구분들이 많이 찾는 그런 그룹이긴 하지만
if anything probably an idol is somebody is like a type of artist that a lot of the younger fans are kind of looking for and looking to.
좀 아이돌 뭐 이렇게 나뉘는 거는 저는 별로 개념을 잘 모르겠더라고요.
She's not really sure about like really seeing any defining borders or like differences between like an idol and artist. She just sees it as a type of artist.
Yeah, it's like almost one and the same. But there is a you're a role model to a ton of people, and that can be scary and stuff. Do you feel any of that pressure ever of being a role model?
많은 사람들에게 롤 모델이 되는 게 부담스럽게 느껴지지 않나요?
다 아무래도 많은 분들이 좋아해 주시고 또 그만큼의 기대를 해주시니까 부담이 없다는 거는 좀 당연한 것 같아요. 그러니까 부담이 없다는 건 아닌 것 같아요. 부담은 항상 갖고 더 좋은 모습과 뭔가 더 좋은 음악을 또 저희로서 저희 색깔을 보여드리는 게 또 어떻게 보면 먼저라고 저희도 생각을 하기 때문에 저희를 좋아해 주시는 건 너무 감사한 일이라고도 생각이 됩니다.
I mean, they're obviously very thankful that people see them as role models. And it would be a lie to say that there's no pressure that they feel. They definitely do feel some sort of pressure because so many eyes are on them, so many people are looking up to them. But they also, you know, want to make it a priority to show off their color and their music the way they want to.
I love the fact that you guys describe each other like you have a color. Because Jackson Wang was hanging out in the studio the other day, and he described like a K-pop group as different colors, like very different, vibrant colors that are distinct and each song has an obligation to bring through each color. That is something that doesn't really exist here in America, right? It's more about unity. Do you agree with that? Like going back to Backstreet Boys and NSYNC,
yeah.
It's all about one sound. You know what I mean? Mm. It was about all of these different people coming together to have one color as opposed to four separate colors.
That's a lot, sorry. I'm trying my best to remember all that. 그래서 어떻게 보면 멤버분들이 지금 각자 컬러 얘기들 하시잖아요. 뭐 그룹의 컬러도 말씀하셨지만 지금 각자 멤버의 컬러를 말씀하셨는데 그게 되게 신기하대요. 왜냐면 미국에서는 미국 음악에서는 한 그룹의 컬러만 얘기를 해요. 각자 멤버들의 컬러 뭐 이렇게 따로따로 얘기하는 것보다 그래서 그게 너무 신기하다 그러고 저번에 잭슨 갓세븐 잭슨 분이 오셔가지고 컬러에 대한 얘기를 했다고 했는데 네, 너무 신기하대 그게 각자의 컬러 얘기하는 게 좋대요.
Thank you.
What are your colors?
각자의 컬러를 설명한다면
일단은 저희가 이번에 4시즌 4컬러라는 프로젝트를 굉장히 큰 프로젝트를 했었어요. 저희 나름대로
그래서 so came out with a huge They came out with a huge project right now called the Four Seasons Four Colors.
Yes.
네, 그 말 그대로 이제 사계절과 네 가지 이제 색을 각자 멤버가 하나씩 맡아서 어울리는 뭐 계절, 어울리는 색 이렇게 하나씩 맡아서 이제 하나의 앨범으로 그걸 만드는 프로젝트였는데 이제 네 명이다 보니까 또 이제 사계절로 이렇게 1년 프로젝트를 했었거든요.
So it worked out kind of great because there's four members and each member was going to represent a season and a color that would match them personally. And that would all contribute to this one album or this one big project.
그래서 이제 뭐 화사양 같은 경우는 이제 딱 사계절의 시작, 봄의 봄과 그거에 맞는 또 옐로우 컬러, 이제 노란색을 맡게 됐고 이제 여름 같은 경우는 이제 문별, 그러니까 이제 빨강색을 또 맡게 됐고 이제 제가 가을에 이제 파란색을 또 맡게 됐고 이제 지금은 없지만 이제 휘인이가 이제 겨울에 하얀색을 또 맡게 됐습니다.
So Hwasa was kind of the start of it, which is the first season is spring, yeah. And her color was yellow. Moonbyul was summer, and that was red. Solar was fall, and that was blue. And then Hwi-in, she's not here, but hers was winter, and that was white.
Got it. Are you fall? Are you a fall person? Like, what about you is fall?
솔라님의 어떤 부분이 가을 같나요?
사실 저도 왜 제가 가을인지 저는 사실 여름을 더 좋아하거든요.
She actually likes summer best. She's actually not sure why she's fall.
아 근데 이제 어쩌다 보니까 이제 제가 가을이 됐어요. 근데 가을 하면은 뭔가 굉장히 블루라는 컬러가 또 막 시원한 바다를 연상할 수도 있지만 굉장히 좀 쓸쓸한 또 이런 색을 또 연상하기도 하잖아요. 그래서 그 앨범에 맞게 좀 그 앨범은 약간 다 좀 뭔가 쓸쓸하고 뭔가 외롭고 뭔가 이런 앨범이거든요. 근데 또 이제 제 안에서도 또 외로움과 이런 것들이 있기 때문에 가을이지 않을까. 근데 저는 여름을 좋아합니다.
I want to emphasize again, she likes summer. However, she kind of, after discussing, she kind of, it came about, she became fall.
Yeah.
And then fall, like, and her color was blue, right? And blue might make you think of, like, the ocean and all these, you know, like,
sky.
Cool things that are kind of happy. But blue can also make you think of coldness and loneliness and sadness. And obviously, like any of us, we have that in us. And so she kind of pulled that out for her season and color. And that's why that those songs on the blue album are a little bit more sad.
What story are you telling with that entire project? Is it the story of each individual member and then how you all have come together? Like, what story are you telling with Four Colors?
포컬러를 통해 어떤 이야기를 전하고 싶으셨는지 그리고 what was the member part?
No, I remember myself.
Just what story were they telling?
Yeah, what story are you telling with the entire project? Because it's obviously each person's story and then coming together?
Right, 포컬러를 통해 어떤 이야기를 전하고 싶으셨나요? 각자 멤버들의 스토리를 각자 얘기를 해갖고 함께 이렇게 컴바인 되는 건지 아니면 어떻게 어떤 스토리를 얘기하고 싶었어요?
스토리는 일단 포 시즌은 사계절을 담은 프로젝트잖아요.
So Four Seasons, obviously, it's a one project that contains like the four seasons.
Mm-hmm. 한국은 사계절이 굉장히 뚜렷한 나라예요.
Korea is a country that really has distinct four seasons. Like LA kind of doesn't, but Korea yeah. does. Yeah.
그래서 계절 계절마다 그 감성들을 느낄 수가 있는데.
So every season, you can feel like different emotions and feelings.
포 시즌 앨범에는 그 사계절의 감성을 그대로 담은 앨범이에요.
So the story that they're telling with the four seasons is the feelings that you get from each season, each vibe that you get from each season.
그래서 계절 계절마다 그 색깔과 그 감성을 느낄 수 있는 앨범이어서 그냥 딱 그 감성을 딱 제대로 느낄 수 있는 앨범이었던 것 같아요.
They just wanted it to be an album that you could feel distinctly those different feelings you get from those different seasons.
Can we shift to a record, Be Calm? That song is a source of strength for so many. What is the inspiration behind that record?
Be Calm이라는 덤덤해진의 네, 그 곡이 많은 분들께 힘이 됐던 노래라고 합니다. 그래서 그 노래에 대한 영감을 어디서 얻으셨는지요?
아 그거는 제가 옐로우 봄 스프링을 담당을 했잖아요.
So she was representing spring yellow.
근데 저는 그 곡 그 앨범에 맞게 화사하게 좀 봄같이 표현을 하지 않았어요.
She said, you know, spring kind of makes you think of like really bright and like airy and nice things, but she didn't really want to do that with that album.
좀 제가 그 봄이 다가오기 전에 좀 정말 사랑했었던 분을 이렇게 조금 이별을 하게 됐어 되는 경험을 하게 됐는데 좀 봄이 굉장히 덤덤하게 느껴지더라고요. 예전에는 그저 그냥 화사해 보이고 밝고 화창하고 그런 계절이었는데 그냥 좀 힘든 나에게도 아 다시 꽃이 피고 세상이 밝아지는구나 그런 식으로 그런 저의 심정을 담은 그런 소중한 곡이에요.
개인적인 얘기예요 이게?
네.
Oh, okay. So there's different ways you can look at spring. Like spring is something that looks very bright and florally and nice. But then there's also that period right before spring that you're kind of going into spring, I guess, from like winter.
Oh yeah, that transition. March, February here in the States. You posted something on social media, right, about self-confidence and love. That's helped a lot of people.
화사님이 이제 SNS를 통해 자신감과 본인에 대한 사랑의 메시지를 표출해 오신 게 많은 분들에게 그 도움이 되었대요.
혹시 무슨 SNS를?
Do you know which one?
What you posted? It was a video that somebody had sent me.
아, 뭐 유튜브 뭐 이런.
Was it like a YouTube video?
Somebody sent it to me via Twitter, but I think it could have been a YouTube video. Yeah, I think so.
유튜브 영상 같대요. 팬분이 이분한테 보내드렸는데 화사님이 유튜브 영상을 올리셨는지.
아, 아마도 제가 생일마다 항상 팬들한테 커버곡으로 노래도 선물해주고 하거든요.
So like on her birthday, she would always gift the fans with like a cover song. Maybe it was that.
Yeah, I will. Maybe. No, it was you sending a message. Somebody had sent it to me. It was about self love.
자기 자신을 사랑하라는 메시지에 대한 자신감.
아,
그거에 대한 포스팅을 하셨다는데.
아, 뭔지 알 것 같아요. 거기에 대해서 어떻게 생각하냐고요?
So what was the question? She thinks she remembers.
Oh, I just want to know what inspired that message, and is it scary to share stuff like that?
그래서 SNS에 그런 메시지를 올리셨는데 그런 영감을 어디서 받으셨는지 그리고 그런 거 올릴 때 약간 많은 눈들이 보고 있잖아요. 겁이 나지 않는지 부담을 느끼지 않는지.
좀 어렸을 때부터 뭔가의 좀 힘든 경험들이나 그런 걸로 인해서 저의 마인드들이 점점 이렇게 단단해져 온 것 같아요.
So you know, when she was younger, she like obviously like anyone, we go through hard times and hardships. But going through that, she's gotten stronger, especially like mentally. She's gotten a lot stronger.
그래서 좀 그렇게 제 단단해진 그런 내면으로 뭔가 많은 분들에게 그냥 좀 저의 에너지를 많이 전달해드리고 싶은 것 같아요.
You know, because she's gained that stronger sense of like mentality, she wants to share that with people.
Which is awesome, right? I guess. No, not scared to do it. Just totally okay with like, I mean, it's cool.
그게 좋대요. 되게 멋있대요. 좋아하죠. 그런 거 올리는 걸 보면.
Thank you. Thank you, mom.
Sorry. Let's shift to music. How does like your creative process start for a record? Does it start with your CEO, who you guys collaborate with? Does it start sometimes with you guys?
곡이나 앨범을 작업하기 전에 창의적인 프로세스가 어떻게 시작되는지 그리고 뭐 대표님이랑 같이 시작을 하시는 건지 어떻게 진행되나요?
뭐 각자가 뭐 참여하는 곡이든 뭐 각자가 만드는 곡은 이제 각자들의 경험담에서 우러나올 때 많이 가사를 쓰기도 하고요.
So a lot of times they do write lyrics kind of based on like their personal experiences.
네, 그리고 대표님과 작업을 할 때는 대표님께서 아이디어를 되게 많이 주세요. 큰 틀을 주신다면 그 안에서 또 저희들끼리 하고 싶은 것들도 많이 써보기도 하고 또 기회를 많이 주시다 보니까 저희가 또 풀어내고 싶어하는 이야기도 많이 풀어낼 수 있었던 것 같아요.
And sometimes like their CEO, obviously he's also a producer, so he gives them ideas, but even those ideas are something that they can relate to and that they can kind of bring their feelings and experiences to as well.
Make your own. Like, yeah, you see yourself in those types of lyrics.
그런 가사를 쓰고 보면 그러면 자기 자신이 보이는 거죠?
그렇죠. 그런 부분도 있고 또 그 이야기에 맞게 또 쓸 때도 있어서
대부분. Sometimes like there'll be like a topic and then they'll be able to kind of relate and write their own experiences to it even if they didn't come up with that topic on their own.
Oh, got it. So like if you're in the room and somebody throws out a topic, you guys will just write a record around it.
뭐 대표님이 아이디어를 내시는데 네. 그러면 어쩔 때는 자기가 본인이 생각한 아이디어가 아니지만 어떻게 가사를 쓰게 되고 그러는 거죠?
그렇죠. 그 얘기에 아무래도 잘 어울리게 맞게 또 쓸 때가 있어야 되니까 계속 모든 걸 다 제 얘기 안에서만 하다 보면 되게 한정적인 게 있더라고요. 그래서 다양하게 뭐 책도 읽을 때도 있고 그런 스토리에 대해서 또 배우려고 노력을 또 할 때도 있는 것 같아요.
So I mean, if they were to come up with their own ideas all the time, obviously there's like a limit to it. So getting ideas from like their CEO or whatever is also great because it makes them think of things that they haven't thought of before.
Of course. Yeah, collaboration, right?
그런 게 이제 어떻게 보면 콜라보하는 거죠.
Collaboration.
Yeah. How are you doing, Dan?
Well, what's next for Mamamoo?
Mamamoo 이제 다음 계획이 있으신지.
다음 계획은 우선 또 해외 콘서트가 있고 가깝게는 콘서트가 일단 있고요.
Yeah, in the immediate future, they do have an overseas concert.
Cool. 그리고 do you guys plan on going on like a world tour?
월드 투어 할 계획이 있으신지?
저희는 당연히 해외에 많은 이제 팬분들이 계시다면 너무너무 하고 싶죠. 근데 이제 저희가 그만큼 더 준비를 많이 해야 되는 거기 때문에 또 지금 열심히 또 준비를 하고 있습니다.
Obviously, like, if there are fans out there overseas, outside of Korea, that do want to see them, they do want to go out and meet them and perform for them. So, but they do know that, obviously, doing a world tour, they have a lot to prepare, and they're still preparing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey, Daniel.
Well, I feel like they have a lot of fans here in America that would like to see them perform live.
미국의 팬분들이 굉장히 많은 것 같은데, 네, 와서 콘서트 했으면 좋겠대요.
아... 영혼이 없으신 것 같은데.
Then you said it very soulless.
오실 건가요?
Are you gonna come see their show?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Everybody wants Dan to come to their show.
I'm a fan. I want to know what makes Mamamoo different than like what makes Mamamoo different than other K-pop groups.
Mamamoo라는 그룹이 다른 K-pop 그룹에 비해 뭐가 다른 점이 무엇이 있는지.
네.
다른 그룹에 비해 마마무가 다른 점.
아, 우리랑 다른 그룹이랑. 사실 저는 말을 잘 말로 설명을 잘 못 하겠거든요.
It's a little hard to explain in words.
근데 저희는 그냥 무대를 보여드리고 싶어요.
We just want to show them like our performance, like our stages.
좀 이렇게 저희를 말로 설명하는 건 뭔가 좀 모순적인 것 같아서 오히려 그냥 무대로 멋있는 모습을 딱 보여주면은 아마 그분들도 아 이런 그룹이구나 하고 완전히 이해하실 것 같아요.
So instead of using words to kind of explain what makes them different from other groups, they feel like by just performing and showing them their stages, people will know just by seeing it.
Gotcha.
Seeing it and hearing it, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
You really can hear it. I mean, Mr. Ambiguous, that was one of the first songs you guys put out. How has your music evolved since then?
Mr. MMO부터 어떻게 마모의 음악이 발전해 왔는지.
발전은... 저희도 이제 한 살 한 살 또 먹어가는 것처럼 음악에도 성장이 항상 있어야 된다고 또 저희도 생각을 하고
As they're getting older, obviously, their music has to develop as well, has to change.
네, 그리고 또 각자만의 뭔가 개성도 중요하다고 저희는 생각이 들어요. 그래서 그 모든 걸 합쳐서 마마무에게는 뭔가 그 저희도 성장한 만큼 음악적으로도 여러분들에게 뭔가 다양성과 또 그런 부분들을 먼저 생각하다 보니까 같이 저희가 커가면서 같이 성장해왔던 것 같아요.
So they have like their individual, like there's individuality in this group, there's individual personalities and experiences and all that. And so combined with that and them developing over the years, they feel like they're kind of growing up with each album. And I guess in a way, they're kind of growing up with their fans through the years.
Cool. But that's the amazing thing about music, right? Is that like you can like document yourselves in these records, and then one day when you're old and gray, you can listen back to them and be transported back to all of those moments.
그래서 어떻게 보면 이런 앨범들이 되게 신기한 게 옛날 앨범을 보고 성장한 걸 볼 수가 있잖아요. 그래서 그게 되게 좋은 것 같아요.
Thank you.
Yeah. I should start keeping record my diary.
Yeah, you should.
I use a diary to document my life. Just kidding, I wish. Question. Obviously, that's what I'm here to do. Solar, what do you like about... Did I say your name right? Did I say it wrong?
솔라님 이름을, 발음을 어떻게 하셨으면 좋겠어요?
지금 되게...
Solar?
예. Solar. 이상한가요, 그게?
Solar.
Like, 한국말로는 솔라잖아요.
Like 네. Solar, Lunar, the sun.
Solar.
Solar.
Solar? Yeah, I say, that's fine.
I say solar.
Yeah. Like solar is fine.
Good.
what do you like about sharing your stories through videos on YouTube?
솔라님 이제 유튜브 시작하셨잖아요. 유튜브 영상을 통해서 각자만의 이제 이야기를 하시는데 그런 부분에 소감? 어떻게 느끼시는지?
일단은 유튜브에 너무 감사하고요.
Very thankful to YouTube.
저랑 되게 잘 맞더라고요. 그래서 그냥 유튜브라는 게 어떻게 보면 자기의 그냥 뭔가 솔직한 그런 모습들을 계속 보여드리는 그러면서 사람들과 이렇게 소통도 하고 굉장히 좋은 창고인 것 같아요.
She feels like she feels like YouTube is a really good fit for her because YouTube is kind of a place where you can show like your authentic self and your real life, and she's finding a way through YouTube to like communicate with her fans as well. And so she feels like it's a good place where everyone can kind of come together and like kind of find that community.
네, 그래서 저의 그냥 이런 솔직한 모습들을 이제 팬분들께도 보여드리고 싶고, 그리고 가장 좋은 점은 이제 이렇게 가까운 사람에게도 보여줄 수 있지만 정말 멀리 있는 해외에 계신 분들도 다 볼 수가 있잖아요. 그러니까 제가 마치 이렇게 잭생쇼를 유튜브로 먼저 보고 이렇게 온 것처럼 그래서 되게 재밌고 저에게는 이렇게 좀 스트레스 받는 거 일 때문에 막 스트레스 받는 거에 약간 힐링하는 그런 시간이 유튜브 하는 거인 것 같아요.
So for her, she's saying that YouTube is really great because it's a platform where she can show her authentic real self and she's able to make these different contents to like communicate with people. And the great thing is like obviously with YouTube videos, you can see somebody who's like for us in LA, like somebody who's in LA, that's a YouTuber, right? But you can also, someone who's in LA can see your videos from Korea and vice versa. And she was kind of comparing that experience to right now. She saw the Zach Sang show on YouTube all the way from Korea and now she's here.
Yeah. Yay! Dan's a big deal there in Korea. I know it. Probably not. He's not a big deal. But that is the amazing thing about YouTube is that it connects so many different cultures and it really brings people together. It doesn't matter who you are, old, young, or where you're from. YouTube really does connect. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, 솔라님이 말씀하신 대로 유튜브는 진짜 많은 문화의 사람들, 세계적으로 있는 사람들이 함께 같은 곳에 있는 것처럼 이렇게 커넥션이 되는 것 같아요.
맞습니다.
You are right.
Are there any artists that you've seen on our YouTube that you care about, that you enjoy?
이분 이제 라디오 프로그램에 나온 출연하신 아티스트 분들 중에 someone that she wants to meet or collaborate with.
Meet? Any you're a fan of?
팬인 아티스트가 혹시 여기 나온 분 있나요?
아리아나 그란데 님이요. 너무 좋아하고 근데 되게 좀 너무 아쉬웠던 거는 번역이 없어서 그러니까 보는데 너무 저도 이해를 하고 싶은데 같이 웃고 싶고 막 이런데 모르겠더라고요. 그래서 너무 제 자신이 좀 한스러웠습니다.
So obviously she really likes Ariana Grande. That's one of the guests you've had that she really likes.
I like
the
her
only
too.
Disappointing thing was there was no translation, so she couldn't fully understand everything that she was saying. So she's a little sad.
I'm so sorry. I know that that's a huge problem, and I'm trying to figure out a solution for it as to how to get all of our interviews to be translated so you can at least get the captions.
이분도 그게 너무 아쉽대요. 그래서 번역 같은 걸 진짜 한번 해보고 싶다고 그런 거 올리고 싶다고 다른 사람들도 볼 수 있게
정말 꼭 해달라고 전해주세요.
I will. I promise. And by the way, that's why it's cool having you here. Can we like clap for the like she's. Yeah, she's awesome.
제가 통일 잘 못해드리고 있는데 그래도 감사 있어서 감사해요.
She's gonna make it really easy for people to be able to watch and understand everything.
통역하는 분이 있어야지 다른 사람들도 이제 이해 못하는 분들에게 통역해줄 수 있어서.
와, 너무 잘해주고 계시.
Thank you.
Thank you.
여기서 번역 좀. 담당해 주시면 안 되나요?
She's asking if I can do translation subtitling. 해드릴게요.
Okay, a couple other questions here, and then we'll get moving. How do you guys keep track of your inspirations? Do you journal? Do you diary? Do you have a? Do you keep things in your notes section of your phone?
이제 영감을 받으실 때 그걸 어떻게 기록하시는지 뭐 핸드폰에 쓰시던가 어떻게 기록하세요?
보통은 이제 휴대폰 메모장을
She uses like the notes on her phone.
It's the best. I love that app.
Yeah, me too.
I mean it like crazy. So are you writing words that inspire you, lyrics?
가사를 이제 쓰는 거예요? 아니면 어쩔 때는 뭐 그냥 단어나?
아, 보통은 단어를 계속 그냥 쓰는 것 같아요. 예를 들어서 좀 이렇게 길 가다가 뭐 정말 그때 그 감정 있잖아요. 그런 것들을 그냥 이렇게 메모장에 써놔요. 그럼 나중에 이제 가사 작업할 때 메모장을 이렇게 보다 보면은 하면서 다시 또 그때를 느끼면서 또 되더라고요.
So it'll be like words. So you know she could be just walking down the street or how she's feeling that day, and she'll write words down in her notes. And then later when she's writing lyrics, she'll kind of go back to those notes and see what words, and she kind of gets transported back into those feelings of that day to write those lyrics.
I get that, and you can feel it, and you can like go back to it. Technology, man, it's amazing. What song from your discography should we listen to best get to know you? Like, what song is really the deepest connected to you?
곡들 중 가장 본인들의 진정한 색깔을 잘 알릴 수 있는 곡이 있다면?
저는 저희 곡들 중에 나로 말할 것 같으면이라는 노래가 있는데요. 그 곡이 각자의 뭔가 스타일과 그런 거를 또 개성을 제일 잘 나타내준 노래지 않을까 싶습니다.
혹시 영어 제목 있으세요?
Yes, I am.
So, yours because yes, I am. 다시 한 번만 설명해주세요.
아, 나로 말할 것 같으면이라는 곡은 각자만의 이야기를 풀었거든요. 그래서 개성이 뚜렷하게 나타난 곡입니다.
So its color is very, that song is very like personal because it's each member's stories are in it.
Woven into one record.
Yeah.
What was that creation like? Because you're sharing each other's stories and you have to figure out how to work that into a record.
그래서 각자분들의 스토리가 이제 담긴 곡인데 그러면 그런 창의적인 프로세스 어떠세요? 어떻게 함께 그 한 곡을 쓰게 됐는지
그 제목이 나로 말할 것 같으면이라는 그 말 그대로 다 각자를 자기가 말했을 땐 어떻게 설명할 수 있을까라는 그런 틀이 있었어요. 그래서 그 위에 자유롭게 저희가 쓸 수 있었던 것 같아요.
They were able to write freely because, so the title in English is Yes, I Am, mm-hmm. but in Korean it actually translates into kind of like, if I were to say, like it's like personal.
Got it.
So it kind of was very easy for them to write and so combine it.
Did you write your own parts individually? Like did you each write what your story was?
그럼 각 멤버가 이제 부른 곡, 그 파트를 각 멤버가 쓰신 거예요, 가사를?
네. 네.
They wrote their own parts.
And then they just came together.
그래서 그걸 이제 합친 거죠.
네.
Yes.
Yes. That's pretty cool. Yes, I am. Sweet. What's your proudest accomplishment so far?
성취한 것들 중 가장 뿌듯한 게 있다면?
지금 딱 생각나는 거는 아무래도 마마무라는 그룹을 하게 된 게 가장 저에게는 뭔가 뿌듯한 일이고 잘한 일이고 자랑스러운 일이 아닌가.
They're saying that probably their proudest accomplishment is just the fact that they came together to become this group Mamamoo.
It is a big accomplishment because you guys gave up a lot to even get into training and then to get here today.
이제 아티스트분이 되기 위해 막 못하는 것도 많고 연습도 많이 하셔야 되고 그렇잖아요. 그래서 많은 걸 포기하고 이렇게 아티스트가 된 건데 진짜 큰 일이라고 이게.
Do you ever think of like the life that could have been if you guys weren't together as Mamamoo?
만약에 마마무라는 그룹에 이제 아티스트가 되지 않았다면 인생이 어떨지 그렇게 생각한 적은 있나요?
No.
That was quick.
좀 근데 다른 거를 생각할 겨를 없이 되게 엄청 달려왔거든요. 좀 연습생 미국에도 연습생이 있나요?
그런 문화는 없어요 별로.
한국은 연습생 문화가 있어서 이제 가수를 준비하기 위해서는 연습생 기간을 거쳐야 돼요. 근데 그 기간들이 워낙 혹독했다 보니까 다른 생각을 할 겨를이 없었던 것 같아요.
So in America, we don't really have like that trainee kind of lifestyle. You don't really like you know in Korea, you get casted or you audition and then you become a trainee and then you're practicing for a really long time. We don't really have that sort of culture here, but they have that in Korea.
Yeah.
And so because they've gone through that trainee period and then became Mamamoo and they became like these artists.
This is it.
Like there's no time for them to even think about a different life.
I understand that because this is what you gave your other life up for.
많은 걸 포기하고 이거를 선택했으니까 이해한대요.
아 근데 아니요 저희가 많은 걸 포기한 거는 누구나 다 그런 것 같아요. 이 직업뿐만이 아니어도 다른 분들도 그냥 모든 사람들이 모두 자기가 갖고 싶은 걸 원하는 거를 이렇게 가지려면 뭔가를 포기해야 하는 상황이 항상 다 오는 것 같아서.
She feels like it's not just for like artists or idols or singers, but even just in general, like people, if there's something that you really want, like you have a goal or there's something you want to do, you do have to give up things to do it. It's not just, you know, being an artist that you have to give up a lot of things.
It's sacrifice. It's part of everything in life.
희생하는 게 많은 게 그게 인생인 것 같아요.
와.
Thoughts, Daniel?
Is it hard to sing in English? Because I was watching the Khalid cover, and I want to know if it was challenging.
Khalid 커버한 영상을 봤는데 영어로 노래하는 게 어렵나요?
어렵지 않나요?
어려워요.
그래요?
근데 그러니까 그냥 제 느낌만으로 이렇게 부르는 건 어렵지 않거든요.
It's not hard for her to sing like with her own feeling, like how she, her take on the song.
Yeah, the emotion.
근데 발음으로 이제 이 본토 이 현지인 분들께서 조금 왜 그런 발음이지 이런 식으로 할까봐 좀 이렇게 부담은 있는 것 같아요.
There's a little bit of, you know, obviously like not discomfort, but like pressure, I guess, because pronunciation-wise, she isn't able to pronounce it like, you know, somebody who's spoken English her whole life. Mm-hmm. So she's slightly worried sometimes that maybe people are like, why is she pronouncing it like that? That's like the only thing.
Ignore them. How do you feel the emotion of a song that you you necessarily can't, like, how do you break down talk before you sing it? Do you feel the emotion through the production? Do you translate the lyrics?
제 영어 곡 같은 경우에는 영어잖아요. 그래서 이해하기가 힘들 수도 있는데 그런 감정을 이제 올라서 노래를 하실 때 그걸 어떻게 가사를 일단 먼저 번역을 하세요? 아니면 어떻게 해야지 그런 곡이 나오나요? 아니면 그런 커버를 하시나요?
일단은 그 노래를 딱 처음 들었을 때 뭐 가사 뜻을 이해하지 못했을 때 그때는 그냥 딱 그 곡의 느낌대로 이렇게 가는 것 같아요.
So if she listens to a song, she doesn't really understand the lyrics. She kind of pulls the emotion from the song. First.
And their vocal performance. And
근데 이게 이제 처음엔 그렇게 가다가 이제 중간에는 이제 해석을 딱 보는 것 같아요. 찾아서 딱 보면은 더 이제 좀 제가 이 가사가 이런 거를 뜻하는 것들이었구나 하면서 좀 더 깊게 이제 더 이렇게 표현을 잘 할 수 있는 것 같아요. 그렇게 어려움은 없는 것 같아요.
So it's not too difficult. So initially, like I said, she would kind of vibe with the song and hear the emotion and pull it from that. And then later she will look at translations and then she'll delve even deeper into the song.
Cool. That's a fascinating process. We've covered a lot here. Four Colors is what everybody should be listening to. Four Seasons, Four Colors. That is that's the body of work that we want people to lend their ear to right now, right?
지금 이제 사계절 포시즌 포컬러를 이제 그게 마지막 앨범이셨죠?
고고베베가 마지막.
고고베베. 네. 그래서 그걸 지금 이제 홍보하고 계시 그걸 가장 홍보하고 계시는 거죠?
그 끝났어.
끝났어. 아, 네. So that's, I mean, that's the last one that they had. So they're kind of done promoting it, but that's the last thing that came out with. So yes.
So listen to it though. We have new music on the horizon. Do we? Because if this is the last thing that's already come out. Mm-hmm. Is new music on the way?
새로운 음악이 이제 새로운 음악의 계기가 있나요?
네?
새로운 계획이
음악, 계획. 네. 네.
아무래도 저희가 마마무로서도 보여드리고 싶은 장르도 많고 무대도 많다 보니까 그래도 앞으로 또 준비를 또 해야 되지 않을까라는 생각을 갖고 있어서 그래도 좀 계획을 지금은 짜고 있는 단계인 것 같아요.
They're still in the stage of planning because there's still a lot of genres and stages and performances that they do want to show the fans, so they're in the process of planning.
Got it.
Do you guys have plans to collaborate with anyone?
다른 아티스트분들이랑 이제 콜라보할 계획이 있나요?
아무래도 저희는 이제 그룹이다 보니까 팀으로서 이렇게 콜라보를 하기는 조금 아무래도 좀 뭐랄까 제한되는 것들이 많은 것 같아요. 그래서 나중에 그냥 뭐 멤버별로 한 명씩 또 막 피처링이나 이런 건 많이 하니까 그런 걸로 가끔씩 좀 찾아뵐 수 있지 않을까.
He said maybe in the future. I mean, because they're a group with different members, they do get like requests or suggestions. So maybe in the future there will be some collaborations.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Who's your favorite YouTuber, Solar?
가장 좋아하는 유튜브.
전 유튜브.
영상이요? 아니면
유튜버요? 아 저는 사실 이렇게 막 한 명 이렇게는 없는 것 같아요.
There's not just one that she like really likes.
There's a bunch of them.
많은 거예요 그러면 좋아하시는.
약간 기대하시는 것 같은데.
She said it feels like you're kind of expecting something.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wanted to compliment you. Just say it's me.
Shake Sing.
No, I was like waiting for like I don't know, like Shane Dawson or some obscure
David
person.
Dobrik.
Yeah, David. No, Tyler Oakley. Like somebody that nobody cares about anymore.
좋아하시는 유튜버. 분들 그럼 몇 명 있으세요?
저는 이제 영상으로 많이 보는 것 같아요.
한 사람 따르는 것보다?
한 사람을 계속 본다기보다는 다양하게. 막 뭐 제가 좋아하는 뭐 노래 관련된 영상을 보다가 뭐 이렇게 잭생쇼도 막 찾아보고 뭐 다른 또 뭐 또 보고 뭐 이러면서 보는데 아무래도 이제 해외 것도 많이 보거든요. 근데 번역이 항상 거기에 걸려요 제가.
So she doesn't really have like this one YouTuber. Like she's not the type to just kind of religiously follow like one YouTuber or YouTuber. She likes to just watch a lot of different videos. Yeah, she likes to kind of explore through a lot of videos. So sometimes she'll see the Zach Sang show or like song related to videos related to songs that she likes. And she actually likes watching videos that like have English or that are overseas for Korea, I guess.
Cool.
But the problem is again the subtitles.
Yeah,
I'm getting on it. I'm already on it. Mamamoo, we've covered so much here today. I'm looking through my notes and I think we're, you know, I had one last question. How do you balance each other out? Because you have long hours. This journey is a long one, you know, like you can't all be too the same. You got to be able to balance each other, right?
각자 멤버가 이제 다 다르잖아요. 다 똑같을 수는 없고. 그러면 이제 멤버들끼리 밸런스를 어떻게 맞추나요?
언니인가? 그냥 각자 그냥 각자 아는 것 같아요. 이렇게 녹음하다가 예를 들어서 녹음을 할 때 같은 경우면 흐름이 끊기는 게 딱 느껴지거든요. 그럼 거기에 조금 제가 더 분위기를 맞춰서 하려고 좀 눈치껏 하는 것 같아요.
So for them, like for example, like when they're recording a song, like you can kind of tell when the flow ends for one person or for another, and they kind of try to fill those voids for each other. And there's something in Korean called 눈치. We don't really have it in English, but it's like reading the air.
Oh, so like if you read the energy, like yeah, you understand each other's vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And so they kind of like balance each other in that way.
Yeah, because like you don't all have the same energy. It's all different.
에너지가 다 다르니까 그렇게 밸런스. 네, 눈치라는 걸 설명해 드렸어요.
아,
영어로 눈치라는 게 별 없어요 그런 단어가.
아, 그래요?
그걸 어떻게 설명하셨죠?
그냥 한번 해봤어요.
Flow together. Wow, Mamamoo, please come back to America and hang out with us more.
또 오세요. 미국에 또 방문해주시고 또 왔으면 좋겠대요.
저희는 너무 영광일 것 같아요.
They said it was an honor to be here and it'd be an honor to come back.
Anytime. Our door is literally always open.
항상 열려 있습니다.
What do you want to?
We're good.
You were about to ask a question.
No.
Felt like you were.
No.
Dan.
I'm good.
I think Dan has a question, but he won't ask it.
No. Yeah.
Let's make Dan
Now you're just making it awkward.
Let's make Dan feel really uncomfortable and just stare at him.
Dan님이 질문이 있는 것 같은데 지금 안 하시는 것 같아요.
Come on. Why?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
없으신 것 같아요.
Now just look at him and make him feel uncomfortable.
Well, this is really uncomfortable. Yeah, it's working. Why is everyone staring at me?
Dan, come on.
Mamamoo, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Love.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.